This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1009, 3 ways to talk about obsessions in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Are you hooked on something or do you get caught up? Today, we answer a listener question to understand the difference between 3 similar phrases when you talk about what you're obsessed with. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
I have some big changes happening in my life. I'm super excited. We're moving.
That's awesome. Are you staying in Portland or are you just moving to a different part of the city?
Oh my gosh, I do not want to leave Portland. I love this city so much. We're actually moving to kind of the edge of Portland, but it's right next to all of these like nature reserves and big parks and bike trails. And I don't need to be in a city anymore. I've always pictured myself as like, I want to be a city girl and but you know what? No, any free time, I'm always out, you know, like hiking or doing stuff anyway. So this is awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. It's so fun to move. I also moved back in the spring or early summer and it just felt so good to have a new space. There's like a purging and you feel clean.
Yes.
You feel good. You feel fresh.
Yeah, I've already started the purging, like going through drawers and closets and just like throwing so much stuff away and getting like the Goodwill pile set up for all the stuff to donate.
Yeah.
Did you get rid of a lot of stuff when you moved?
When I moved, yeah, I did. I always do. And that feels so good. You got like bags and bags of just stuff that you saved for whatever reason. And you just, it's a good chance to throw it out because you don't want to put it in the moving van or spend money to move it or time or energy to move it into your new apartment. So it's a time to evaluate what do you want to keep and what do you want to throw out.
It's such a good feeling, you know, just to simplify your life as much as possible and start fresh, start on a new footing in a lot of respects. I love it. Sure, it's a big process. I know you took a long time to move. It was kind of frustrating sometimes, but it is like essential. Like it's starting a new phase in life. It should be a big process.
It is a good process. I totally agree. I agree. And we just finished up the Urban Adventure in New York, which was so awesome. Although, guys, when this is coming out, this is going to be quite a bit further along in August, the end of August. But when we're recording today, we just finished up the Urban Adventures in New York. And Jessica, you're going to be coming to Boston soon to do the Urban Adventure here. So lots of exciting things going on.
Oh, I can't wait. I have such amazing memories from doing this last year, the Urban Adventures in Boston. So I am so excited to go through this experience again with our students. I can't wait.
It's so cool. And one of the big things that our students in New York picked up on was in the drama lab, we were learning a lot of expressions and very natural idioms and ways to express what you're feeling, right? And this is something that a lot of our listeners want to learn too, right? And today we actually got a question, Jessica, from a student in Spain about this topic.
Cool. Yeah. Do you want me to read that question?
Yeah. Why don't we jump in? You want to go ahead and read it?
Yeah. Okay. So he says, my name is Pedro and I'm from Spain. I've been listening to your podcast almost since the beginning. In fact, I've listened to all of them. Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a over lot. 1,000 episodes. Yep. They are great, fun, and very interesting in order to improve my English. I have a question. I'd appreciate if you could answer it in one of your episodes. Mm-hmm. It's about three expressions that look the same, but I know they aren't. And I'm not able to catch the difference. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Could you explain this in one of your great episodes? I'm sure that if you tackle this, I'll get it once and for all. Oh, that's so great. Aww. Yeah. Oh, okay. These expressions, it is very interesting that he grouped these together. I love teaching English and getting these perspectives on our own language that I would never think about otherwise. Yeah. Okay, so the expressions are to get hooked on, to get hung up on, and to get caught up in.
Yeah.
They do look so much alike.
They look so much alike. And I also think they do belong kind of in the same category here. I mean,
for sure.
You know, it seems to me that all of these are talking about kind of getting stuck on something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to say stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, stuck.
They're all about getting stuck on something. But the difference is there are the connotation differences are like do make the meanings totally different. And they would be really easy to use in the wrong way if you only had the idea of getting stuck on, because they're all getting stuck in different ways.
Exactly. And so guys, don't worry about making a mistake. We're going to try our best to clarify the three here today. But more than anything, we want you to go out there and try to use these at the end of today's episode. So take out your pen and paper, get ready to take some serious notes. This is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Serious notes.
Serious notes,
you guys. I love it so much. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, these are super fun phrases. All right. So the first one, to get hooked on something. I feel like this is very modern, very now. We say this a lot right now. Mm. How would you define that phrase?
So I always think of a fish that's stuck in a hook and the fish can't let go because he's stuck there and the hook has grabbed him. And so it's the idea of we get hooked on something, we get kind of addicted to something, right?
And
we can get hooked on an activity, a habit, a person, right? To be hooked on someone, you could certainly have that too, right?
In that initial dating phases, in the very beginning.
I feel like lyrics from like a bad romance song, like I'm hooked on you or something. Terrible.
Oh my God,
terrible.
That is a song. I don't, that is a song. Yeah, but addicted to, obsessed with.
Yeah, obsessed
with. I like thinking about how extreme we are in English sometimes, right? So saying you're addicted to or obsessed with something is the same as saying, I am so hooked on blah, blah, blah right now. I use this a lot if I am binging a TV series or a podcast.
Oh, yes.
I get hooked on stories.
Oh,
that's like the main thing that I get hooked on. And then I'm like so obsessed with this story that I want to keep listening to episode after episode because I can't get it out of my mind.
Yeah. No, that's true. That just happened to us. We just got into the last season or current season of Orange is the New Black. Right.
Ooh,
and
awesome.
Really good show, guys, about the setting is in a women's prison in modern day US. And it's really fascinating the issues that come up. It's just very smart, smart writing, smart themes.
It is so clever.
Smart storylines. Yeah. And it also tells a bigger message about the problems within the prison system in the US. So I recommend that. But I'd say right now I'm definitely hooked on that show. And I knew it would happen.
That's so cool.
That's the point with, you know, these TV series, right? They want you to get hooked.
Yeah. Well, and if they're quality, then this is not a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we don't use this in a negative way. I say we use this to positively express a new habit or love of something, right?
I
think that's like the main connotation of this is that it's a positive obsession. This weekend, I totally got hooked on this podcast called Homecoming, and it's a drama podcast.
Mm.
And I listened to like the whole first two seasons because I was so obsessed with these characters and I wanted to know what was going to happen in the story.
Yeah.
So like that's a it's a positive being hooked on something. It's exciting.
Yeah. I feel like back in the day, though, in the days of like DARE, you know, you remember the DARE program? The people, yeah. Adults would use the term like get hooked. You might get hooked on about that's drugs so or alcohol or something. I feel like when that's talking so to kids, they would do that. But nowadays, I feel like it's more in style to use it at, in terms of our positive obsessions or our hobbies or the things that we're really definitely into. Yeah.
Definitely. I think using hooked on drugs, it's a very 1980s.
Yeah, it's very 80s.
Way to use it. It's a very, yeah, like the DARE program, the yeah. Kids Against Drugs program in yeah. the 80s. That is like laughable now. But it definitely sounds old to use it that way. So,
yeah.
So, I would say these days, totally positive.
Yeah, no, so that's hooked. I mean, so let's move on to the next one. This is great. I mean, the nuances here, guys, just pay attention really closely because you're going to come out with a very nuanced understanding of these three phrases. I love it. So yeah, to get sure. hung up on something now, how is that different from getting hooked on something? If you want to make sure that you keep getting fresh and fun episodes 4 days a week, then hit subscribe right now on the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Or if you don't use iOS, make sure you hit subscribe inside your podcast player, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or another player. Thanks, guys.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I would say that this is a bit more negative. It describes something that you can't get out of your brain, that you can't let go of. Mm. And it's often like you want to let go of it, but you can't.
Yeah.
Right? So it can be positive. It can be used in the same way as hooked on, but I don't think we do that most of the time these days. Like, for example, if I notice a mistake in something, like a spelling mistake or a grammar mistake or whatever, I could say, you know, I'm hung up on this mistake. I can't let it go. Like, we have to fix that. So it's sort of like, like an urgency of this being in your brain and you don't want it in your brain anymore.
Yeah. Or I think of, you know, in relationships between two people, maybe someone said something at some point to offend the other and then someone gets hung up on that comment and they can't move forward, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like we could say getting hooked on someone is good for the beginning of a relationship because it's, right? Like it's this positive obsession,
you
right? You're excited.
Yeah.
But at the end, if somebody breaks up with you and you're still thinking about that person, you don't want to think about that person. You're like, I'm still hung up on this dude.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be. So I think that's a really good way of remembering the difference, right? Like hooked on is like the beginning positive love and hung up on is like, no, you don't want this anymore, but it's still in your brain.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And then to get caught up in something is kind of more about an action, right? To be, I think of this as being involved deeply in something and you lose track of time or lose sense of where you are, what you're doing.
Yes. And I would say, so like hooked on and hung up on, these are like repeated things, right? Like these are things that come up in your brain, like, excuse me, like again and again. But I would say we use caught up in to describe in the moment.
Yeah.
One thing in the moment. So I think usually we use it for entertainment. If you're like watching an episode or a movie, you can say, I was so caught up in that story.
Yeah.
Just to say like, it held all of my attention.
Mm. I love that. It's so true. And you lose track of time, right? You lose a sense of what you're doing. You're just, you're in that thing 100%.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I think, yeah, listeners, the best way to use that would be to describe like a compelling moment, usually when you're being entertained by something where you do forget you're watching it. You forget like who you are, where you are in that moment. You are in that story.
losing a sense of who you are. Exactly. I love that. I love that. So what was the last thing you got caught up in, Jessica? Do you have any other examples? Something like, I don't know, doing something, an activity, anything?
Totally. I just started reading a new like mystery novel by Patricia McDonald. Mm-hmm. And when I'm reading that, I am caught up in it.
Yeah.
I don't think about anything else besides like my brain is full of these images. I can see the people, I can hear them talking. Mm. Right. So I would say when I do read that book, I'm definitely caught up in that story, like 100%.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So good. Yeah, I'm trying to
think. What about you?
Geez, I don't know. Well, when I'm in meditation, the idea is to get caught up in it, right? That is the idea, to be 100%
there. That's the idea. It's really hard sometimes, and that's okay.
And that's okay, too. Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind, because literally that is the purpose of the activity. But I picture even when I'm driving stick shift on a tight road and I have to focus 100% on the road, I might get caught up in my driving because I can't think about anything else.
That's true. Like if somebody is talking to you and you're not listening to them because you are so involved in what you're thinking of at the moment, mm-hmm. and the other person is like, are you even listening to me? And then you could say, oh, I'm so sorry. I was caught up in these thoughts of my meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think that's another really like real way that you guys as listeners, you could use this.
Yes.
It's a really nice way to be like, I'm sorry. I was somewhere else. My mind was somewhere else.
Yeah, I love it. So guys, throw in these phrases when you're connecting with native speakers. Don't be afraid. Maybe just grab one of them at first. What do you think, Jessica, about that idea? We just grab one phrase. We try to make it work and, you know, just listen for natives using them too, because you're going to hear people, especially the first one, to get hooked on, because it's very in style right now. I'm so hooked on this show. Yeah.
Totally. Like our listeners are hooked on Allers English.
Yeah, many of them are. Exactly.
Definitely. I would say these are very, high level phrases as a group, because there are such slight differences in the connotation. So definitely don't put them all in your head and try and use them all right now. Definitely choose one. Do one this week, one the week after, and one the week after that.
Yeah.
Like put them in your study plan or put them in your schedule, right? Like this week I'm going to use caught up in, next week hooked on. Yeah, I think, definitely take these one at a time.
No, that's really good. That's really good. And guys, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the show so that if you're not hooked on All Ears English yet, you will be soon.
Totally.
And Jessica, I want to remind our listeners about our other awesome podcast that we have going three days a week over at IELTS Energy. Jessica, what do we talk about over there? Because you are on the show 3 days a week with me over there. What do we do?
Yes. IELTS Energy, well, it is about taking the IELTS exam. Yes. So if you are looking forward to that in your future, this will definitely help you know where to start, because there's a lot. And it's entertaining as well. It's motivating. So guys, even if you're not studying for a test, there are so many useful ways of using this show for improving fluency, vocabulary. I mean, these definite like little targets in our language skills, we talk a lot about on that show as well.
Yeah, that's huge. Guys, so go into the iTunes store or your Stitcher app or wherever you get your podcast and search for IELTS Energy Podcast and hit subscribe on that one as well. Love it. Don't miss it.
Awesome.
Okay, so good. Thanks for hanging out today to talk about these three expressions, and thank you to Pedro from Spain for this awesome question.
Yeah, thank you, Pedro.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, have a good rest of your day.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.